Well, good morning. It is March the 25th, 2024, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today, we are going to be picking up in Joshua chapter 10, verse 1, through chapter 12, verse 6. So let's get into the Word today. Chronological reading for March the 25th, 2024. We are going to be picking up in Joshua 10, 1 to 15, first reading about Israel's defeat of the southern kings. Now, it came to pass when Adonizedek, king of Jerusalem, heard how Joshua had taken Ai and had utterly destroyed it, as he had done to Jericho and its king, so he had done to Ai and its king, how the inhabitants of Gibeon had made peace with Israel and were among them, that they feared greatly, because Gibeon was a great city, like one of the royal cities, and because it was greater than Ai, and all of its men were mighty. Therefore Adonizedek, king of Jerusalem, sent to Hoham, king of Hebron, Piram, king of Jethun, or Jarmuth, Japhia, king of Lachish, and Debir, king of Eglon, saying, "Come up to me, and help me, that we may attack Gibeon, for it has made peace with Joshua and with the children of Israel." And therefore the five kings of the Amorites, the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lachish, the king of Eglon, gathered together and went up, and all of their armies, and camped before Gibeon and made war against it. And the men of Gibeon sent to Joshua at the camp of Gilgal, saying, "Do not forsake your servants. Come up to us quickly. Save us and help us. For all the kings of the Amorites who dwell in the mountains have gathered together against us." And so Joshua ascended from Gilgal, he and all the people of war with him, and all the mighty men of valor. And the Lord said to Joshua, "Do not fear them, for I have delivered them into your hand. Not a man of them shall stand before you." Joshua, therefore, came up upon them suddenly, having marched all night from Gilgal. And so the Lord routed them before Israel, killed them with a great slaughter at Gibeon, chased them along the road that goes along Beth Horon, and struck them down as far as Azekah and Makeda. And it happened, as they fled before Israel and were on the descent of Beth Horon, that the Lord cast down large hailstones from heaven on them as far as Azekah, and they died there. And there were more who died from the hailstones than the children of Israel killed with the sword. Then Joshua spoke to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel, and he said in the sight of all Israel, "Sun, stand still over Gibeon, and moon in the valley of Ajalon." And so the sun stood still, and the moon stopped, till the people had revenge upon their enemies. Is this not written in the book of Jasher? And so the sun stood still in the midst of the heaven, and did not hasten to go down for a whole day. And there had been no day like that, before it or after it, that the Lord heeded the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel. Then Joshua returned, and all Israel with him, to the camp at Gilgal. Joshua kills five southern kings, Joshua 10:16-27. But these five kings had fled and hidden themselves in a cave at Makeda. And it was told Joshua, saying, "The five kings have been found hidden in the cave at Makeda." And so Joshua said, "Roll large stones against the mouth of the cave, and set men by it to guard them. And do not stay there yourselves, but pursue your enemies, and attack their rear guard. Do not allow them to enter their cities, for the Lord your God had delivered them into your hand." Then it happened, while Joshua and the children of Israel made an end of slaying them with a very large and great slaughter, till they had finished, that those who escaped entered fortified cities, and all the people returned to the camp to Joshua at Makeda in peace. No one moved his tongue against any of the children of Israel. Then Joshua said, "Open the mouth of the cave, and bring out those five kings to me from the cave." And they did so, and brought out those five kings to him from the cave, and the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lachish, and the king of Eglon. And so it was, when they brought out those kings to Joshua, that Joshua called for all the men of Israel, and said to the captains of the men who went with them, "Come near, and put your feet on the necks of these kings." And they drew near and put their feet on their necks. And then Joshua said to them, "Do not be afraid nor dismayed. Be strong and of good courage, and thus the Lord will do to all your enemies against whom you fight." And afterwards Joshua struck them and killed them and hanged them on five trees, and they were hanging on the trees until evening. And so it was at the time of the going down of the sun that Joshua commanded, and they took them down from the trees, cast them into the cave where they had hidden, where they had been hidden, and laid large stones against the cave's mouth, which remain until this very day. And its king, with the edge of the sword, he utterly destroyed them, all the people who were in it, and he let none remain. And he did, and he also did to the king of Makeda, as he had done to the king of Jericho. Then Joshua passed from Makeda, and all Israel with him, to Libna, and they fought against Libna. And the Lord also delivered it and its king into the hand of Israel. He struck it and all the people who were in it with the edge of the sword. He let none remain in it, but he did to its king as he had done to the king of Jericho. Then Joshua passed from Libna and all Israel with him to Lachish, and they encamped against it and fought against it. And the Lord delivered Lachish into the hand of Israel, who took it on the second day and struck it and all the people who were in it with the edge of the sword, according to all that he had done to Libna. Then Horam, king of Gezer, came up to help Lachish, and Joshua struck him and the people until he left him none remaining. From Lachish, Joshua passed to Eglon, and all Israel with him, and they encamped against it and fought against it, and they took it on the day and struck it with the edge of the sword. All the people who were in it, he utterly destroyed that day, according to all that he had done to Lachish. And so Joshua went up from Eglon, and all Israel with him, to Hebron, and they fought against it, and they took it and struck it with the edge of the sword, its king, all of its city, and all the people who were in it. He left none remaining, according to all that he had done to Eglon, but he utterly destroyed it, and all the people who were in it. Then Joshua returned, and all Israel with him, to Debir, and they fought against it, and he took it and its king and all of its city, and they struck them with the edge of the sword, and utterly destroyed all the people who were in it, and he left none remaining, as he had done to Hebron, so he did to Debir and its king, and so he had done also to Libna and its king. And so Joshua conquered all the land, the mountain country, and the south, and the lowland, and the wilderness, and the slopes, and all their kings, and he left none remaining, but utterly destroyed all that breathed, as the Lord God of Israel had commanded. And Joshua conquered them from Kadesh Barnea as far as Gaza, and the countries of Goshen, even as far as Gibeon, and all their kings and their land Joshua took at one time, because the Lord God of Israel fought for Israel, and the Lord returned and all of Israel with him to the camp at Gilgal. Israel defeats the northern kings, Joshua 11:1-23. And it came to pass, when Jabin, king of Hazor, heard these things, that he sent Jobab, king of Madon, to the king of Shimron, to the king of Akshaph, and the kings who were from the north in the mountains in the plain south of Chinneroth in the lowland, in the heights of Dor on the west, to the Canaanites, and in the east, and in the west, the Amorite, the Hittite, the Perizzite, the Jebusite in the mountain, and the Hivite below Hermon, in the land of Mizpah. And so they went out, they and all their armies with them, as many people as the sand, as the sand that is on the seashore, in the multitude, with very many horses and chariots. And when all these kings had met together, they came and camped together at the waters of Merman to fight against Israel. But the Lord said to Joshua, "Do not be afraid because of them, for tomorrow about this time I will deliver all of them slain before Israel, and you shall hamstring their horses and burn their chariots with fire." And so Joshua and all the people of war with him came against them suddenly by the waters of Merman, and they attacked them. And the Lord delivered them into the hand of Israel and defeated them and chased them to greater Sidon, to the brook Mizparoth and the valley of Mizpah. Eastward they attacked them until they left none of them remaining. And so Joshua did to them as the Lord had told him. He hamstrung their horses and burned their chariots with fire. And Joshua turned back at that time and took Hazor and struck its king with the sword, for Hazor was formerly the destroying them, and there was none left breathing. Then he burned Hazor with fire, and so all the cities of these kings and their kings Joshua took and struck with the edge of the sword. He utterly destroyed them, as Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded. But as for the cities that stood at the north mounds, Israel burned none of them, except Hazor only, which Joshua burned, and all the spoil of these cities and the livestock the children of Israel took as booty for themselves. But they struck every man with the edge of the sword until they had destroyed them, and they left none breathing. And the Lord had commanded Moses, his servant, so Moses commanded Joshua, and so Joshua did. He left nothing undone of all that the Lord had commanded Moses. And thus Joshua took all the land, the mountain country, all the south, all the land of Goshen, the lowland, and the Jordan plain, the mountains of Israel and its lowland, from Mount Halak and the ascent to Seir, even as far as Baal God in the valley of Lebanon below Mount Hermon. And he captured, for it was of the Lord to harden their hearts, that they should come against Israel in battle, that he might utterly destroy them, and that they might receive no mercy, but that he might destroy them, as the Lord had commanded Moses. And at that time Joshua came and cut off the Anakim from the mountain, from Hebron, from Debir and Anab, and from the mountain of Judah, and all of the mountains of Israel. Joshua utterly destroyed them with their cities. None of the Anakim were left in the cities of in the land of the children of Israel, and they remained only in Gaza, in Gath, and in Ashdod. And so Joshua took the whole land according to all that the Lord had said to Moses and Joshua, and gave it as an inheritance to Israel according to their divisions by their tribes. And then the land was rested from war. Kings defeated east of the Jordan, Joshua 12:1-6. These are the kings of the land whom the children of Israel defeated, and whose land they possessed on the other side of the Jordan towards the rising of the sun, from the river Arnon to Mount Hermon on all the eastward Jordan plain. One king was Sihon of the Amorites, that who dwelt in Heshbon and ruled half of Gilead, from Aior, which is on the banks of the river Arnon, from the middle of the river, even as far as the river Jabbok, which is the border of the Ammonites, and the eastern Jordan plain from the Sea of Chinneroth as far as the Sea of Arabah, the Sea Salt, or the Salt Sea, and the road to Beth Jehemoth, and southward below the slopes of Pisgah. And the other king was Og, king of Bashan, and his territory, who was of the remnant of the giants, who dwelt at Asheroth and Edrei, and reigned over Mount Hermon from over Salcah, over Bashan, as far as the border of the Girgashites and the Mahathites, and over half of Gilead to the border of Sihon, king of Heshbon. These Moses, the servant of the Lord, and the children of Israel had conquered, and Moses, the servant of the Lord, had given it as a possession. Well, that was our reading today for March 25th, 2024. I apologize. I think it's been blinking in and out. I apologize for that. I have a bad connection today. I'm not sure what's going on, but if you missed any of that, make sure to go back and read your Bible yourself and go back and refresh yourself on that. The whole point is discipline every single day, being in the Word. But again, thank you all so much. Leave a comment, leave a reaction one way or the other.